Hello, my name is Sue Salame, and I want to share with you today about the fragrance of Christ. There is an eternal fragrance that is filling the earth through the worship of God's people. It is a fragrance of Christ that is being released out of the very sanctuary of our hearts, and it's filling the earth. Every place we go, we get to diffuse His fragrance into the earth as we linger in His presence. There's a fragrance that comes out of it. It's a sweet aroma of heaven. 2 Corinthians 2 tells us, "For we are the fragrance of Christ to God." And as we worship the Father through the Son and through Holy Spirit, there's an adoration and there's a holy presence that comes. The manifest presence of the Lord is so wonderful, and with it is the fragrance of heaven. Heaven is filled with fragrance, and we get to bring that fragrance to earth through Christ Jesus. Because it says out of 2 Corinthians that we get to manifest, He, Christ, manifests through us the sweet aroma of the knowledge of Him in every place we go. Now, for us to fully understand the secret of this fragrance and releasing it and diffusing it into the atmosphere, we look back at the Old Testament and we see that the incense was confined just to the sanctuary. The sweet cloud, the sweet fragrance, the incense of worship that was in the temple in the Old Testament was taken out of the temple, which was a confined area that it was a fragrance that was only smelt in the sanctuary, in the temple of the Old Testament. And it was so holy and it was so pure that if it was ever imitated or repeated in any form or in any way, that person would be greatly punished, because it was set apart as holy unto the Lord, this incense that was going forth to the Father. Now, when Jesus came, He took that fragrance out of the temple and He released it among men. When He came, whatever He did, wherever He went, whatever He said, the precious perfume of that heavenly atmosphere accompanied Him. It was literally the fragrance of heaven, the scent of heaven being released in and through Him. His life, the lovely life of Christ, was a perfume that aroused people. It drew men's heart to Him. The fragrance release was not anything of natural scent, but it had a drawing power to it because its very origins was from heaven. Now, when Jesus was about to go to the cross and He was in Bethany just before going to the cross, we see that Mary of Bethany came and poured the ointment over His head and over His feet. We see that this ointment was so valuable, so precious, and it was the best thing she had, that she was able to open it up and pour it out over Jesus in preparation of His burial. And as we look at this story, we see that the very fragrance filled the atmosphere. And there was something supernatural about Mary, because she saw through eternal eyes Christ, the Anointed One. She saw the Messiah. She saw Him, and the value of Him was priceless. And she opened up this oil and poured it upon Him. And the fragrance was all over Jesus' physical body and His hair and His feet. It was upon her, and it carried an aroma that brought him to the cross, and he carried a sweet aroma of Christ. And it says that Christ, when he went to the cross, out of Ephesians 5:2, was an offering and a sacrifice to the Father as a fragrant aroma. And because of him dying on the cross, not only did he release the fragrance of heaven on earth, now we, his eternal body here on earth, we actually have the privilege to carry his fragrance within us and to release it out of us. And everything that we do should be out of who we are. And the fragrance of Christ should carry upon everything that we are doing here on earth, out of that abiding secret place of the Most High. We worship Him. And as we worship Him, there is an incense that fills the earth. The fragrance of Christ truly is filling the earth. And the effects of that fragrance is carried out, that it begins to draw people. There's a stench in the earth, but when the fragrance of Christ comes, it pushes out the stench, and the atmosphere of heaven fills the room, fills the earth, and it's with the fragrance of heaven. And we get to diffuse that. We get to manifest that sweet aroma that is the knowledge of Christ to a world that does not know this scent. So all that we have, all that we are in Christ, as we worship Him, that sweet fragrance is released. Now in closing, I just pray that we would awaken to a scent that is so arouses us that it continually causes us to get on our face and worship Him again. And we worship Him again. And we live in this continual intimate fellowship with the Lord, that every time we come out of our prayer closet, there is a scent upon us. And we go into our day releasing His scent, the love of the Father, the fragrance of heaven be upon us. The Bible says out of Exodus 30 verse 8 that there shall be a perpetual incense before the Lord throughout all generations. May we be a part of the generation of this eternal now season of releasing the fragrance of heaven wherever we go and whatever we do. May there be a sweetness that lingers in the atmosphere because Christ got released in and through His eternal body on earth as it is in heaven. God bless you.